from KQED.
President Barack Obama reached out on Tuesday to the Republican members of the so-called Group of Eight, who've released a broad outline for immigration reform. He's already met with the Democratic members. The president has said he'll push his own immigration plan if Congress can't send him one. The process appears contentious from the get-go, but these are exciting times for those who've been campaigning for immigration reform for years. As Francesca Segre reports, they've sprung into high gear to capitalize on this political moment.
At a church in Mountain View in the heart of Silicon Valley, over 100 immigration activists pack into a room for a meeting held entirely in Spanish. It's part pep rally, part civics lesson. The mostly Latino crowd listens intently to an organizer from the group Peninsula Interfaith Action as she points to a rough drawing she's made of the U.S. Capitol. Who is in Washington, D.C., she asks. Who represents you? During the meeting, activist Macrina Mota stands up and takes the part of Senator Barbara Boxer in a role-playing game. Later, she volunteers to set up a real face-to-face meeting with Congresswoman Jackie Speier. Mota also recounts her story in front of the crowd of being brought to the U.S. at age 15, of living undocumented for 23 years, and of witnessing her husband's deportation. She turned herself into authorities and, in a rare circumstance, was granted residency in 2010. One-on-one, she says she still feels at risk.
I still wake up and have nightmares at the middle of the night, and I go to each room to make sure that my kids are there and my doors are locked. But I do. I have the fear sometimes that if I do something wrong, my license is going to be taken away and they're going to deport me.
Organizers are encouraging activists to tell their stories any chance they get. Irene Blumrad, a sociology professor at the University of California, Berkeley, understands why testimonials are so crucial. She says unlike other social movements, in which activists can make a claim about equal rights under the U.S. Constitution, illegal immigrants cannot.
For immigrants, because they're not citizens, they can't make those claims. And so they have to make claims based on the fact that we're all human beings, that people shouldn't be treated as criminals, and that they're making contributions to their communities, to the economy, and that they want to be part of the American future.
And there's another fundamental challenge, says Dr. Blumrad.
Since comprehensive immigration reform largely touches the undocumented and non-citizens, they can't go to Congress people and say, you know, please enact this particular policy and I'll leverage the vote. So they need to be able to convince other Americans, voting Americans, that this is an important cause and it's a just cause.
Which is why the movement is creating coalitions with groups of citizens who can vote. The Service Employees International Union is one key partner. The SEIU has the largest membership of immigrant workers and has long provided resources to the immigrant rights movement. SEIU Secretary Treasurer Eliseo Medina says the base of supporters is growing rapidly nationwide and is increasingly diverse, including evangelicals, Southern Baptists, businesses, and some law enforcement.
We are in the process of building what I think will be the largest grassroots lobbying operation to win immigration reform that will be bigger and broader than any other fight that's been seen in the Congress in a long, long time.
And he adds,
next election in 2014, we will reward those who stood with us and we will punish those who stood against us.
Medina says the union will be looking to California with the largest congressional delegation to set the stage. Organizers are researching who their allies are and who still needs convincing. Macrina Mota, the mother in Mountain View whose husband was deported, says she's ready for the meeting with her congresswoman.
I learned that we need to ask for what we need, so for what we deserve. And we are the one who needs to put the pressure to them.
She says even those activists who can't vote understand they're part of a larger movement that's reaching people who can. For the California Report, I'm Francesca Segre.